Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's introduce you into Ava Santos. Hello, Ava.
Hi.
This
How
guy
are
right
you?
Here.
Seven years old.
I know.
Hi. How are you? Nice to see
now,
you.
Now, real quick. So I met Ava outside. Now, she was a little bit shy out there, but she promised me she was not going to be shy, and we were going to go like this the whole time, right? Not going to be shy with us.
He's a funny guy, isn't he? He's a funny guy.
I am. I tell you what.
He plays a clown on this show. Very funny, funny guy. This is Marie,
yes.
Correct? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So maybe you can tell us Ava's story.
Well, she was diagnosed with B-cell ALL leukemia in the spring of 2016, and she went through 2 years of treatment. First at Children's for a couple of months, and now we've been patients at Dana-Farber, the Jimmy Fund Clinic, for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And we continue to be patients there even a couple months after treatment. It's great. The people are so good, and everything about there is just great.
How often does she go in?
Now we are in there once a month.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's a good cycle.
Marie, over here.
Hi.
I know it's weird. You don't know where it is. So... This story of how you guys eventually got diagnosed.
Yes.
Talk about that process as far as just the signs that you saw going to the doctor and how that evolved.
So it's strange because I actually read after the fact that the way it happened to us is kind of typical for
her.
Her type. So first, all of a sudden, completely out of the blue one night, she was complaining about an ear. And then there were two or three nights where she was complaining about ear pain. So we took her into her pediatrician, and they said it looks like there's fluid in the ear, could be an ear infection. It didn't look infectious, but fluid. Mm-hmm. So they gave her amoxicillin, and then she broke out in a rash all over from the amoxicillin. So we considered her to be allergic to amoxicillin because she had never taken it before, but now we don't know if it was the amoxicillin or the leukemia, which actually caused the outbreak. So about a week after that, she was complaining about her throat, and they tested her for strep. And it turned out she tested positive for strep. So they put her on clindamycin. And then it was about 4 or 5 days after she started the clindamycin that the leg pain started. We brought her back to her pediatrician again, and they said that can happen after a strep diagnosis.
Wow.
So we gave her a few days. And between my husband and myself, it just wouldn't stop. It was very persistent over the course, I'd say, a week and a half to 2 weeks. So we brought her back to the pediatrician again, and that's when they sent us into Children's that morning. And it was, I'd say, within a few hours of being in the ER, them looking at her blood work, that they knew what it was.
So the fact that it's lasting as long as it is, I mean, probably everything's going through your mind, you and your husband's mind, trying to figure out?
Yes. I didn't know if it was growing pains or something like that, the way it was, because it would come and go sometimes during the day. She'd have a span of most of a day where she would be okay. And then if I was kind of pulling her along, making her walk a little faster, she would complain. And then there were some nights where... Like the last night where I finally said, we need to take her back in the morning, she was kind of walking along the counter, holding the counter, and her legs hurt really bad.
Did cancer even come across your
mind? No.
So you're thinking about every other diagnosis. You're on WebMD, right? You're on the computer, and you're probably looking for all
these
symptoms.
I don't Google stuff.
Okay, that's smart, by the way.
You think the sky is falling when you Google
but
stuff.
But you're trying to figure out everything that you're not thinking.
Well, yes. I was thinking like mono, Lyme's. And then they told me that this is common after strep with the leg pain. So I'm thinking all kinds of things. It wasn't until we had been in Children's for a couple of hours and they came to get me and my husband to take us to another room because my mother was there with us. So they had to take us out of the room that we were sitting in that I was thinking, oh, wow, this is probably something bad.
And who told you? Is it the doctor or is it the...
It was the... it was the doctor. Hmm. It was the nurse that saw us when we came in, but she brought us into a room with a doctor that sat with us.
So now Ava's last treatment was in April, port removed in May. Ava, how are you feeling?
Pretty good.
You look good.
You like having your picture taken? The photographer over my shoulder here keeps on taking your picture. Do you notice that?
I see he's gone.
Now, you just had a haircut. Really? For the first time in what? How many years? 3 years?
About three.
3 years?
I think so.
So you must have some long hair.
Ava, what is your favorite sport?
Well, I really like lacrosse.
Okay. Okay, what else?
Well, I've never played soccer, but I'm going to play it this year.
Okay, cool. All right.
And what are you so excited to go back to this fall?
Gymnastics.
Ooh,
oh,
nice.
Okay.
You're going into the second grade, is that right?
Yep.
Awesome. Terrific.
That is great.
So where are you right now with the treatment? You said once a month. That's where you're going? Once
yep.
a month?
Yep. She goes in and has her blood drawn once a month, and they look at all of her blood counts. And
everything looks good.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome. You went to the right place?
Yes.
You did?
You
went to the right place.
Absolutely.
And you handled it great, and it was great meeting you, Ava.
Ava, you did good here. You did. I know you're talking about being nervous and being shy, but I think you're handling it just fine.
We send Lou out there, Ava, in advance.
To butter you up.
To screen all of the patients that are coming in here.
Good job. What are you give me one of those?
She wants nothing to do with you, Lou.
You know what? Here you go. This is what we do. Here's a baseball. Okay. If you can hit the big fella with the ball, you get a prize.
It's like an amusement park.
There you go.
Look at the cannon.
All right. I won't do it anymore. You got a cannon.
Christian.
You're playing the wrong sport. Lax.
You should try baseball.
Baseball.
Yes. You should try softball.
Ava. Thank you. It felt great, Ava.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
See how happy you made her?
I'm glad I made you happy, Ava. Thank you.
You look great. Mom, you look great.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Everybody, all the kids get happy. He's like a pinata.
I heard we're bringing pies in tomorrow. No?
That's a better idea.
We're bringing pies in. Thank you, Ava. We really appreciate it. So you heard Ava's story. And she looks great. She looks terrific. It's a great success story. 877-738.
Throw a ball off his face.
1, 2, 3, 4. Anything for the Jimmy Fund. Anything for the Jimmy Fund. Keep throwing the balls at me. Anything.
Give me one.
Do it all for the Jimmy. Not you. Not you. The kid gets to throw it. You don't. Oh, yeah. Throw it at me. Oh, that's cheating. Oh, my God. 877-738-1234. That's our phone number. 877-738-1234. And of course, you can text us KCancer to 20222.
We'll just throw it off his face.
Or log on to JimmyFund.org.
He doesn't move.
No.
Well,
you're supposed to move.
But the
duck.
Idea, no, the
it's
idea,
duck.
The idea
it's
is not to dunk.
If they miss.
No, the idea is to let the kids actually hit you.
So you are a wimp.
You are ducking.
I tell you what, like I had never
you
had. You
gotta give something up here for the Jimmy Fund. Why are you here for 4 hours?
Now,
if you're not willing to take a little.
Glenn was actually trying to avoid it.
Yeah. I'll hit you with it. There you go. You were trying to avoid it.
We're not always like this.
Oh my god, okay.
We are like this. We're going to take a break.
Okay, please.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.